Hello, 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 and welcome to an evening edition of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. I am your host, Miss Bridget Lewis, also known as the Coffee Lady. I am so excited about today's show. What a party we're going to have. Now, today is Tuesday, March 27, 2012, and this is our special edition show. And yes, we are broadcasting live all the way from Los Angeles, California. We're kicking off this evening's party with some steaming hot Swiss almond fudge coffee. Won't you join me? Come on in and pull up a chair, and let's share a whole lot of coffee talk. The Musician's Corner is coming up, and what's happening now is just around the bend. And yes, we'll also light birthday candles. We'll be celebrating your birthday. So if you call in, I may just dig down into the jazz duffel bag just to make sure that we get those candles lit for you. And no party is complete without lots of CD gift giveaways. We will be taking your calls about 30 minutes after the hour. We'll also go ahead and open up the chat room. Now, if you're a first-time listener, I'm new to Coffee Talk Jazz Radio, I'd like to welcome you. Our show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. I'd also like to welcome jazz musicians, educators, supporters, promoters, our Facebook family, the Jazz Network, the music community, and friends and fans from around the globe. Now, I know you guys have been anticipating the show, and now I'd like to introduce today's guest. Are you hungry for great music? Well, saxophonist Carl Bartlett Jr. is going to be taking your musical orders today. His latest offering is entitled Hopeful. He's going to serve up some smooth grooves, tight, fresh chord progressions, and impeccable arrangements. His music combines the sweet rhythmic foundation of bebop and swing and big band types of jazz, a little bit of fusion in there. His music is dynamic and diverse. I am so excited to welcome the newest member to the Coffee Talk Jazz family and friend to the show, Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. Hey, Carl.
How's it going, Ms. Bridget? Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Again, we apologize for the delay. Well, it's time to pull out the big cups because Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. is here, and he has been burning up the charts with his new project entitled Hopeful. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. is all the way from Queens, New York, born into a musical family, and so he's just going to share a little bit about his background. We're going to get into some of this great music.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Ms. Bridget. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here with you this evening. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And, yes, I do come from a musical background. As a matter of fact, my father and my uncle actually started their own band in the 60s. And they were, let me tell you, they were and they still are one of the premier New York show and dance bands. And the name of their group is called the Bartlett Contemporaries. So that's kind of where I got my start, you know?
All right. So big shout out to the Bartlett Contemporaries. If you guys are listening, big shout out to Carl's father, Carl Bartlett Sr., and to his Uncle Charles. Hey, Uncle Charles, how you guys doing?
Hey,
welcome to the show. So they started the Bartlett Contemporaries major dance band in New York during the late 60s, and so that in itself really right. gave you an upper hand and an advantage. And so you learned a lot about fusion, jazz, and Latin rhythm. So tell us a little bit more about your training there.
Sure. Well, you know, I always say if you grow up in a musical household, it just puts you kind of ahead of the curve because you see how things are done and you see how things should be done. And you know, their band, they just did such an eclectic mix of, classic R&B. They did the Latin. They did some jazz. You know, they did pop. So really, and the band has played for Oprah Winfrey, Bill Cosby, and Spike Lee. They have just been all over the place. So when you're that close to it, you know, you just can't help but to rub off on you, you know?
All right. So music is in your DNA, and at the tender age of 14, you became a multi-instrumentalist.
Right.
So
right.
you began taking alto sax lessons, and you combined it with your other loves of jazz. So just tell us a little bit about your playing style.
Sure. Well, let me tell you a story that I think everyone will just fall in love with. My love for jazz, and this is a great story, it started on Christmas Day. of 1996. And the story is such that, you know, we have our gathering. So my uncle, he brought a vinyl recording of really a great group called the Brecker Brothers. Brother tandem, Michael Brecker is a tenor saxophonist, and his brother Randy Brecker is a trumpeter. And it was Christmas Day 1996. I heard this album, and the very next day, December 26, 1996, I picked up my saxophone that was collecting dust, and that is when everything changed. That's when everything changed. That's when I knew I wanted to do jazz as a career.
That's just amazing to me. I said how some young people seem to almost have like an what I call like an extra gene, an innate sense that they just know, you know, this is what I love to do, and I'm going to know this for, you know, the rest of my life. But the Brecker Brothers are powerful musical duos. You mentioned Michael, saxophonist, and Randy, his brother, was on flugelhorn or trumpet, and they had they've had such wonderful commercial success with their jazz fusion albums between the 70s, 80s, and the 90s. And one of my favorites, which I'm going to tell my age just by naming this album, is... I got to know my history, but one of my absolute favorites is East River.
All right. It's really good. Excellent.
The Brecker Brothers were so hot that they had reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100s, but that was in the 70s when I was just a little young tyke then.
All right, I hear that. Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. But let me ask you this. Do you remember your first musical recital?
First musical recital... maybe it would probably have to be, I guess, somewhere in the elementary school era, you know, maybe about 4th or 5th grade, something like that, you know. And I think at that time I was on clarinet, something like that. It's a while back, but I think I'd have to say about 4th or 5th grade, something like that, you know.
Okay, about 4th or 5th grade. Now I want to go back to talk about your dad and your Uncle Charles. What's one of the biggest lessons that you've learned from, you know, just the mentorship of coming from a musical family? What has coming from a musical family really taught you?
Right. Well, you know, just seeing how things are done, you know your audience. Always, you know, be out to, as much as you can, be out to really please the audience, because they are coming to see you. They love you. They want to see a great show. So really give them, you know, really what they want. And, you know, always do the best you can. And let me just say that the reason why I picked up the saxophone initially was because, well, my dad is a saxophonist. So he was, you know, the inspiration for me wanting to play the sax in the first place. So, you know, just being around the whole Bartlett contemporaries from when I was a youngster, and I used to go on their gigs with them. They used to have me actually on stage with them before I even knew how to play, just showing me the ropes. And it's just been so great, just learning, you know, about playing, about, you know, looking good on stage, and just really enjoying the whole atmosphere, you know?
Okay. Now tell our audience a little bit more about your project, Hopeful, which actually came out in 2011. Tell us a little bit about the flavor of the album, and then we're going to go ahead and get into some of the great songs from your project.
Okay. Well, Hopeful is my debut project, and, you know, it's in the straight-ahead/progressive genre, straight-ahead jazz genre. And what I really wanted to do with this project is just really capture life's story, you know, capture the pulse of life, just the beat of it all, and really affect people on such a deep level. When you start affecting people, you know, in a positive way, whether it be their mental state or whether you affect them spiritually or, you know, it really, really played to their soul. That's when the music really becomes very deep and very powerful. So I wanted to do something, especially even though this is in the straight ahead genre, that cuts across, you know, all types of barriers, not just straight ahead jazz artists and jazz fans will love this. And from the reactions that we're getting, it is really, really taking storm. And, you know, if I can, I'd like to, this will just take a second, but I want to just give a shout out to my musicians who made this happen.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, so I hope you guys are listening. I told them to tune in. So on piano on this album is Sharp Radway, and I met Sharp at Queens College, I believe, during the master's program. And my bassist is Eric Lemon. On drums I have Emmanuel Harold. Ron Jackson is on guitar. And last but not least, the gentleman who got me started in jazz, none other than my uncle, Mr. Charles Bartlett on trumpet.
Okay. Well, I heard that that band, The Little Bird, told me that you guys tore it up at your CD release party and brought the house down. So,
excellent. It was great. Fantastic.
So we're gonna talk about how we're gonna put out the fires. Looks like we have a lot of callers that are calling into the show, and if you want to speak with Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr., make sure that you just press 1 on your phone. I'll go ahead and open up the boards. Looks like we just lost a couple of international calls, but I understand the time difference. So for my international callers, please go ahead and call back in, and we'll go ahead and open up the boards for you. But in the meantime, we're going to get into some of this great music. And this is probably one of my faves on the CD, Hopeful, and it's called Frigidity Season. Now, explain the title.
Oh.
I think I might know why, but tell me anyway. So explain, like, Frigidity Season, a little bit of that flavor, and then we'll go ahead and go to the boards and take a listen.
Okay, sure. Well, Frigidity Season, just really a very simple explanation. Let me tell you who was the inspiration for this song. It is a fantastic group of six, seventh and eighth graders who are the inspiration for Fidgety Season. And what I mean is, yeah, I'm a teacher. And so, you know, when June hits, you know, every teacher can attest to this. When June hits, those kids, you know, summer is right around the corner or summer is here already and it's hot weather. And so they're peeping outside the door, they're waving to their friends, and they're getting very fidgety in class. And, you know, I actually wrote this song in June. And when I was writing this song, I was actually thinking about, you know, about my students, just how great their lives are. They're such a great stage in life, all the promise that there is to them. And, you know, they're just being kids. They're just being kids. You know, they want to wave to their friends a little, never bad, but just a little fidgety. You know, you have to say, okay, now we just have to finish out the lesson. but if any of them are listening or their parents, you know, that they are the inspiration for track two on Hopeful, Fidgety Season.
Okay, and what we're going to do is we're actually going to have to hold that thought for a second because the boards are lit up. So you ready to take some calls?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, we'll open up the board.
Excellent.
Hello, and welcome. You're on live with Ms. Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio Los Angeles and with Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr., the very popular saxophonist. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and do you have a shout-out or a question?
Hello?
Hello, you're on live.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Carl Bartlett Jr.'s uncle. How are you?
Is this
Oh,
uncle?
My goodness, this is my uncle. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm his uncle. I've been waiting to speak to him.
Excellent. How's it going?
I think I was one of the first callers. Is this Miss Lewis?
Yes, it is. Hi, Uncle Charles. How are you?
No, this is Uncle David. I'm on his mother's side.
Well,
how's it going, Uncle David?
Hey,
okay, buddy. How you doing? You sound real good, man. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Oh, my goodness. This is a party tonight. This is a party.
Yeah. Is Uncle Charles there?
I'm not sure, but I'm glad you called in.
Yeah. Listen, Eddie got your CD. You know, Eddie Palmieri, he got your CD, kid.
Okay, excellent. The Eddie
Palmieri.
Yeah,
I gave it to him the other night.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
He was at, you know, he was down the way at Blue Note. We gave it to him.
Oh, Blue Note. And, you know, Ms. Bridget, let me just tell you, I think Eddie Palmieri and my dad, my uncle, they are, and my Uncle Dave, they're very, very good friends with Eddie Palmieri. And so they have, you know, they have connections with Eddie Palmieri, too. So it's just, you know, knowing, you know, being a whole part of that scene is just very, very beneficial to me as an artist today, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Eddie Palmieri, he is Grammy Award-winning Puerto Rican pianist, band leader, and jazz pianist, and Latin rhythms.
Well,
you need
to let Bridget know that your dad and your uncle played with Eddie at the St. Albans Plaza back in 1966. I have the original flyer to that dance.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, wow. What
I
history.
I think it was $2.75, Bridget, to get in at the door.
How about that?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So exciting. Wow.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's been great talking to you. I'm so proud of my nephew. I got to tell you, I'm a jazz listener for many, many years, like Coltrane, Mingus, Bird, that whole crew. I got all their collections and everything. And it's really, it does me great to see my nephew, someone of his age, come up that still appreciates that type of music and has done what he's done in that whole genre thing. I got to tell you, Bridget, he wrote 6 of those 8 tunes himself, one of which he named after my sister, his mother, and the other thing is he produced that CD himself.
But you know, this is really exciting, and I'll tell you why. And Carl, don't be embarrassed, because I can tell he's a little timid, because I'm trying to back up. It's too late. You're live on air, and we're broadcasting to over 300,000 right now. The calls are coming in. The boards are lit up, opening up the chat room. But what's so exciting is the legacy in your musical family, to have your uncle to call in and to support you. And I think that's really important in our society today, I said, because so many families are fragmented for whatever reason. And I can just feel the love, you know, while we're actually doing the show right now. And so it's impressive. It's wonderful. And I'm really excited for you, because talk about promise. I mean, you've already started passing the musical baton because you're teaching. So it's wonderful.
Right. Sense of giving back is very important, so the next generation can, you know, so continue the process, if you will.
Hey, listen, Bridget, I'm going to get off now. I just want to do this one thing, because I sent her an email, a Facebook shout-out, but I don't know if she's getting a chance to get on here. But, you know, she went to high school with me. I think you may have heard of her. Suze Green sang with the Supremes.
I can't really say that I have.
Yeah, Suze, great lady. I want to say a shout out to her, and I'll let her know you was going to be on the air, little brother.
Okay, great.
and Bridget, let me just say, you know, as great as all of you know, my friends and fans are, let me tell you, my family and Uncle Dave, who's calling in right now, my Uncle Dave, he's just been such an important you know, really, really an integral part of this whole hopeful movement, and he's just been so supportive, so I really appreciate everything, you know?
Oh, that is so awesome, and I'm so glad that you called an uncle, and I feel privileged to speak. I mean, jazz is really a brotherhood, and maybe some of the other genres could take a lesson from us. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Anyway, I'm just saying. But we're a different breed. I mean, we love hard, and, you know, we jump in for one another, so I know what I'm talking about, but we've got more calls that are coming in. So
I'm going to tell you this. There's no end to where this kid can go, and I'm anxious to see how far he could take that. And I want to thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. So please stand by and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later, Carl.
All right. Thanks. All right. Take it easy. Take care.
All right. Uncle D. Well, you ready to take
Uncle
more
D
calls?
In the house.
All right. Uncle D in the house. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and open up the lines again. Looks like we have more calls that are coming in, and the chat room is open, so if you want to send your questions in, we're going to open up the boards, and then we will get to Frigid Season in just a little bit. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and take another call.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome. You on live with Ms. Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio and Mr. Carl Bartlett, Jr. Looks like you're calling from the 561 area code. Last 4 digits of your phone is 9992. You're on live. Hello. You have a shout-out or question?
Yes. I'm so glad to get through. My name is John Dawkins.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Let me tell you real quick. I don't want to take up a lot of time. I'm glad I got through. Carl, how you doing?
John, oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for calling. Oh, this is just a spectacular evening. Oh, my goodness.
let me give you a little background. I'm the same age as his parents. I worked with his mother for 30 years in education. I used to go to the dances with his uncle and his father's band, so they were always big time in New York. And then I took up piano in my 40s. I'm a late bloomer, but I had the chance of asking Carl to play with me in my little bands and my barbecue bands. He can tell you at Freddy's. And and jamming in my basement, and at 17, 18, 19, and now he's grown him to what he is now. We always knew this was coming, but he was just so proud. And when I had him play with me in my band at the barbecues, after we played, all the guys would come over and want to steal him from me because he was he was such a phenomenal player and a very nice young man. We are all so proud of him, and I just so glad I got in and was able to say, well, I'm in Florida now, but I'm New York City, Queens, and he knows, and I get to see Carl every now and then. But if you could just talk about some of the times we had together in the basement, perhaps quickly, and then the bands at Freddy's, the barbecues at Freddy's, that would be cool. Anyway, nice talking to you, Carl.
Oh, John, I truly appreciate this. I mean, man, you know, we have to hook back up. How's the family, John? How's the family?
Oh, the family is fine. His daughters are good. Wife is cool, and we're all proud of you.
Excellent. Oh, my goodness. This is just so spectacular. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, John. Really do. Really do.
You're welcome. Okay.
John, and we are so excited that you had the opportunity to call in, and please stand by and enjoy the rest of the show. And we have more calls. People are busting in the lines.
Okay.
All right, John.
You take care, man.
All right, John. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Before I take the next one, how are you feeling about all this love, Carl?
Oh, my goodness. The love is in the room. It's excellent. I love it.
It is palatable. I'm telling you. So we're going to go ahead and open up the boards and take the calls while they're coming in. And
okay.
I am just the host. This is your show. So we're going to go ahead and take as many calls as we can take. The calls are popping in. I'm telling you, the boards are lit up. We haven't even played yet. This is great. So we're going to go ahead and open up the boards. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, welcome. You're on live. Okay, looks like they hung up. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Mm-hmm. They probably didn't want to hold on. Well, that caller that was calling from the 702 area, looks like that was Las Vegas. We got a lot of love in the desert. Please go ahead and call back in. We'll go ahead and open up the board so you can speak with Carl. I see we have the Eastern and Western Caribbean on. Hello to my Caribbean family. Welcome to Coffee Talk Jazz today. You guys go ahead and call back in. Our show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. And Carl is happy to take your calls and answer your questions. Right now we're going to go to the board and get into some of this music. You guys think the calls are coming in. Wait till you hear this next track. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Thank you.
we are back broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California with our special edition show. Today is Tuesday, March the 27th. I tell you, what a stunning performance. I feel as if I was sitting, I'm telling you, I feel as if I was sitting in one of the great clubs in New York, and I tell you, your playing really is, it really is reminiscent of so many of the legends, Charlie Byrd, Colin Yard. I think about, Herbie Hancock, Monk,
wow,
Dexter Gordon, Kenny Dorham.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your compositions are wonderful. So we are back and the boards are lit up. So I'm so glad that we extended the show, and that was really innate that I did that. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the boards, and we're going to talk about more in your uncle and what you guys did while you were growing up. So let's go ahead and go to the boards.
Okay, great.
Hello, hello, and welcome. You're on live with Miss Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio and a very special guest, Mr. Carr Bartlett Jr. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Looks like you're calling from the 301 area code.
It's me, Miss Bridget.
Hello.
Jazzy Harris.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just enjoying the show.
Oh, awesome. Do you have a shout-out for our guest? Because you're on live.
Yes.
How are you?
I am good, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Oh, sure. I am so glad to get introduced to your music. I hadn't, but I'm glad I did because I'm enjoying it. Very
thank
good.
You
and
so
I applaud you for you know, bringing back the memories of those who you know, pave the way. That's
right.
Really a good
right.
thing. And I'm a jazz lover, so I am just enjoying. And you keep going.
Thank
and
you
please,
so much. And you know, if you could just repeat your name again, just so I have it again, your name.
Jazzy Harris.
Jazzy. Okay.
Yes, I'm
Jazzy.
With the most So you must connect with me on Facebook.
Okay. Sure. We'll do.
I'd be glad to. And you just keep going. I really enjoy your music, and it was so nice talking to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate you calling in. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
God bless. And Bridget.
All right, God bless you, Abby.
Okay, bye-bye. Bridget, talk to you later.
All right. Have a good evening. Thanks so much, Jazz. Enjoy the rest of the show.
You do this. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, now how are we feeling about all of this love that's coming from all over the country and even the world?
Oh, it feels great. It just feels so beautiful. And I just have to thank you again. This is just such an honor to be with you tonight. Really, really appreciate this. Really do.
Oh, my goodness. You are so welcome. I have so many questions for you. I'm going to get into a little bit more of your playing style because I tell you, you have been here before. Yes, you have.
I like that. I think so.
Oh, my goodness. I want to go back to something that your uncle was saying, and you could just feel him beaming as he was talking about you, saying that he knew that you're such a young, just the way that you play, and it doesn't matter what age you are. It's just the fact that you understand music, you're an educator, you're a teacher, and a great lover of jazz, and it all goes back to, I want to talk about those days in the basement with your uncle, like the family time. You know, tell us about some of that. I mean, I love those fun times.
Right. Well, those were good times. I mean, as I said, you know, I got started in jazz at age 14. Of course, I told you the story how on Christmas Day, you know, I got started. But even before that, even before I got started in jazz, you know, I got started in music when I was, I would say maybe about 7, 8 in elementary and everything. And, you know, my father would, you know, I would be in the jazz band, you know, about 11, you know, I was 11, 12 years old. And my father would help me write out my little solos, you know, because I hadn't been really introduced to jazz yet until I was 14. So when I was in elementary and junior high, you know, I would ask my dad, okay, Dad, we have a concert coming up. Can you just jot down a little solo for me? So he would help me out, and then I would take the solo into school and play, and all the kids were like, man, Carl, wow, that's unbelievable. I would take the credit for it, but it was Dad's doing. And so, you know, it's just been really spectacular. And my Uncle Charles, you know, that's when I got started in jazz. He was
the one who gave me like my first jazz lessons and my first technical lessons on the horn. And we used to work, I think, about once a week or something like that. And like I said, when you have support and you have just a great family in your corner, it really, really gives you that buoy and it really sets you on the right track. And I couldn't ask for anything greater than the family that I have and what happened that's when I got started.
Yeah. Like you, I'm very close to my family, and family is really, really important, and you have to have that support system. And so, with that being said, I want to transition just for a moment to talk about our young people and music and disciplines. As an educator and a young man, do you feel that early training in music really opens up, kind of like musical eyes, for young people to say, I think I want to walk in this direction. I think this is something I think I can handle it. I think I can do it. Well, how would you speak to that?
Well, yes. I mean, I would have to say that, if you're introduced to jazz or just music in general from an early age, and let me just start this by saying, even if you're not introduced at an early age, the saying is no age is too late, but obviously if you're introduced to jazz or music at an early age, it definitely gives you an advantage because, your mind, as a youngster, it's very, very flexible. So you're storing all this information, all of this, great positive information. And, you're really storing it at a young age. And, you just have that much more time. You're not getting started later in life. You're younger. You might have more of an open mind and, you have something to work with. And so I think, it can be really great in shaping your direction in life, not just musically, but I found that, getting into jazz, it's really just opened up the floodgates even more so just intellectually and just understanding just even worldly events. It really is just very methodical and really how music works. It's very, very amazing to me.
Okay. The other thing that I really want to commend you on is your education. And tell us where you receive your undergrad. We know you're working on your master's, so tell us where you went to school and all that fun stuff.
Okay, well, I graduated from the Manhattan School of Music in 2004. Wow. 2004.
Taking you back, huh?
So, and I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in jazz performance, jazz saxophone performance. And, those four years were just really amazing. I really couldn't ask for a better school. The training was really good. My classmates and my fellow schoolmates were, you talk about the cream of the crop in the world. Every day you go into school knowing that you're going to play with just unbelievable musicians, and there's no choice. You have to get better. That's it. There's no room for really middle ground. You just have to get better, and it's just a great way of fellowship, of just communing with your fellow jazz mates, and it's just beautiful. So that's that was my undergrad, Manhattan School of Music, and I did a year of master's at Queens College, in which I studied a year under the great alto saxophonist Antonio Hart. And I have to finish that up, or else Antonio will come for me. I took off to work and to make the album, and everything has just been going very well. But that's been my education.
Okay, well, that is awesome. For our callers, our show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. Again, that's 347-934-0108. I have lots of gift giveaways, but you can't win if you don't call in. We also have some jazz trivia that we're going to be talking about today as well. Now, Carl, I want to talk about some of your major influences, and I want to find out how their work has really influenced your work. Now, when we think about some of the giants of jazz, we think about, we'll start younger, then we'll kind of go backwards. Let's talk about Mr. Josh Redman, another great jazz. I know.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I know. Let's talk about, okay, I feel it. You're about to bust it out right now. Let's talk about Redman.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Joshua Redman, tenor saxophonist and multi-instrumentalist Joshua Redman, he has to be one of the greatest jazz musicians living right now. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You talk about just a beautiful mind. His mind is just so, you know, it's so clear. It's so vivid. And what he can create, he has the tradition in his playing, but he can be as progressive as he wants, you know. So he really combines everything. He really combines everything. And I remember when I just got started in jazz, Joshua Redman was one of the first jazz concerts that I saw, and I saw Joshua playing right here in New York City. I saw Joshua playing right here in New York City at the Village Vanguard, which is one of the historic jazz clubs in the world. So that was, I think I was probably about 14 or 15, so that was right around the time where I got started, and I was just blown away. I saw Joshua at the Village Vanguard, sat a few feet away from him, and it's just unbelievable, really an unbelievable, a great guy, and an incredible musician. I just can't say enough about Joshua, from his sound to his feel to his mind and his soul. It's just really beautiful what he can create. And his band, you know, some of the people that have come through his band, Brian Blade, Peter Martin on keys, just really unbelievable.
Yeah, Brian Blade, a powerhouse musician. Yes, I tell you, Josh graduated from the Something About New York, and yes, you guys, the Coffee Talk Jazz crew and I, we are coming to New York. I'm so excited about that.
Okay, let's do it. We're ready for you.
I'm so excited about that. He graduated from the prestigious Manhattan School of Music, and he graduated with his Bachelor of Music degree in jazz performance as well, so I can see why you would definitely take, you know, to him. And then he continued to perfect his amazing craft, and when I just listened to the combination of his, like, post-bop, swing, bebop, the progressive jazz, as you were talking about, it is really something. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, just his compositions alone, okay, forget about the sax playing, okay, we don't want to forget it, but just his compositions, you know, and so I understand why he won, you know, the Monk International Jazz Saxophone Competition back in the 90s.
And I think that was the first one that they ever, I think he won the first saxophone competition that the Monk competition had, I think.
He was the first, and he really set it off that way, and everybody else that came after him, I'm like, wow, you got some
issues. And you know, just to give a shout out to some other just great tenormen who I listened to, who were actually involved in that 1991 saxophone competition that placed second and third. There's a great saxophonist named Eric Alexander, who was actually in that competition, who placed second, and Tim Warfield, you know, was in that competition. I think he placed third or something like that. So just all these guys are just so unbelievable. Whether it's in their tone or their concept, it's just really beautiful listening to people like that.
Yeah, so big shout-out to Josh Redman. Now, there's something else I was going to say about him, which doesn't come to mind, but it'll come back to me. I think we have some more calls on the board. So for our callers, go and just press 1 on your phone or go and open up the boards, and you're more than welcome to speak with Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. Now, I want to go ahead and get into some more of this great, great music. Let me just tell you, while I'm searching for what I want to play, because I want to play everything. So,
okay.
Can you share with our fans how they can find you, friend you, and all the other fun social media stuff?
Oh, sure. Well, I am on Facebook, as is most of the world right now. So I am on Facebook. And, Hopeful is available on cdbaby.com. It's available on iTunes and Amazon. And if I could just say, the best way that we'd like you to do it is because, you know, making these albums, it's such an artistry. It's like a canvas you're painting, and you want to see the whole picture. CD Baby is really the best way to go, because you will get the actual physical CD with the liner notes, so you can see the stories behind the musicians, what went into the song. You can see the photos of the musicians themselves, because, you know, it took a lot to make this album, not just on my part, but everyone from the studio engineers to the musicians themselves and to the person who wrote the liner notes, Mr. Bob Bernotis. And I just want everyone to get their fair share. So it's available on CD Baby in physical format, as well as iTunes and Amazon.
Okay, awesome. Looks like we have some more callers that are calling in. I know you guys want to talk with Carl, so the only thing you have to do is just press 1 on your phone, and I'll go ahead and open up the boards for you. That way it'll give me like an indicator that you want to open up the boards. But for right now, we're going to go ahead and play a track. It's called 7 Up, and it's track number 6. So, Carl, you want to set this up for us?
Okay. You know, 7 Up, I wish it could say it has the type of backstory that Fidgety Season had, but, you know, it's just what it is. It's a blues. However, it has a twist. It's a blues in 7/4. So that's a little bit of that straight-ahead slash progressive area that I'm going with the CD, you know, doing things in odd meters. And the way the band plays this is just so natural. You will never think that it's in 7. It feels like it's just a, you know, a regular blues in 4. And so that's what it is. It's a blues in 7.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and play 7 Up, and we're going to come back and take more calls. Let's take a listen, shall we? Edition show with the ever popular Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr.
Thank you.
The boards are lit up, I tell you. Carl's project, Hopeful, a beautifully crafted album. It contains so many wonderful compositions, and it's going to touch a very broad audience. I love the superb sonic quality. You guys, run to cdbaby.com. Don't stop. You guys want to pick up Hopeful. I wholeheartedly endorse this young man, his product, what he is doing. He is phenomenally talented, and I want to interview on the red carpet myself. Yes, I do.
Okay. You got it.
Okay. Awesome. We're going to go ahead and open up the boards. Let's see who we have calling in. We waited a long time, too. Hello,
right.
Hello, and welcome. You're on live with Ms. Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio, Los Angeles, and Mr. Carl Hopeful Bartlett Jr. And looks like you're calling from the 646 area code, and the last four digits of your phone number are 0627. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and do you have a shout out or question?
This is Uncle Charles.
Ah, it's Uncle Charles.
Oh my goodness, this is
unbelievable. Uncle Charles, and I have to take a second to call. And of course, we're all listening, and we're all very proud. And thank you so much for having my nephew on. Certainly appreciate that.
I love it.
Oh my goodness! Hey, Uncle Charles, how you doing?
I'm not gonna be that long, but I just want to say, Miss Bridget, we saw this in Carl such a long time. We knew that he was something special. I knew that he was a special music person. Being a music teacher myself, I said this kid is special. Something is gonna have to be done with him very early on because he just. I mean, you know, when a kid can hear diminished chords and major and minor chords at 8 and 9 and 10 years old, you know that there's something up with that. So we knew way back then something had to be done.
Well, I tell you, we're just proud just to know him and to get in. And this is not the ground floor. I mean, because he's already risen above the ground floor. But I tell you, let me tell you the countries, Uncle Charles, that are tuning in right now. Hello to Brazil. They have stayed up late for this show.
Okay. All right.
We also want to give a shout out to Belgium. Hello, Belgium. We are so excited. And we also have we have about 18 countries that are tuning in right now, so hopefully you can visit some of them. We have Puerto Rico that's actually tuning in to the show as well, so we're super excited as well. And so I just always like to just give a shout out for international listeners that like to stay up late and or shall I say get up early and listen to the show. We actually have, now this is amazing, this is the first time, and I'm not even sure how they even heard about Clock Talk, but I'm loving it. How about Papua New Guinea? How about that? That's tuning in to the show right now.
Okay. All right. This is just too much.
Am I still on?
You're still on, Uncle Charles.
Okay,
you're still
because I'm not gonna stay. I just wanted to say one.
You're live,
thing,
Uncle
one,
Charles. You're live. You're live.
Okay, great. That's great. So I'm just gonna say one thing. I'm gonna say to all parents, when you have a child or a youngster that you hear some creativity going on, please ignite that creativity. Let it flow. Let it blossom. And just be aware of it, because Carl growing up in the, I guess, in the shadow of rap music, and there's nothing wrong with rap music. It's just another form of black music evolving. But when Carl, as a young person, growing up with being in the shadow of rap music, it's so easy to get dragged all the way, sucked into it. Fortunately, he wasn't. He knows all the rap artists. He knows who they are. He knows who did this, who does that. But he wasn't sucked into it. And there are other types of music out there, so let your child explore. And you never know, he could be a Carl Butler Jr. coming along. That's it for me. I'm out.
Thank you so much, Uncle Charles. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
That is so special. So thanks, Uncle Charles, and please stand by and enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And Bridget, if I could just say one thing.
Oh, you know what? I told you, this is your show. I'm just the host. Good. Go ahead.
You know, let me just say, and this portion of the program, I just want to say something. We've been talking about Dad and Uncle Charles, and they are responsible for me getting my start in music. But let me just tell everyone in every country who is listening tonight that one of the most important people in my life, my mother, Julie Bartlett, and I would be not even close to where I am or who I am without Julie Bartlett, my mother, and I dedicate a song, a whole song to her. I don't know if you're playing that one tonight, Miss Bridget, but I have to let everybody know that is track 3 on my album, Hopeful, dedicated to my mom, Julie B, and what she's meant just to the family, and just her very being is what keeps me going. It keeps my head right and everything, just her being who she is and doing what she's done, my mother, Julie. So I dedicated a whole song to her, track 3 entitled Julie B. So I just Yeah, definitely.
Well, awesome. That will be the next track that we'll play.
But
not before we take this next call, because I'm telling you, they are busting in the lines. We have more international calls that are calling. Well, Canada is still international. It's still international, but it's we're excited that Canada is on. So for Canada, I see you guys on the board. Just go ahead and just
press. Yes, we are.
Press 1 on the phone, and I'm trying to do them in alphabetical order as I see them coming on. We have Denmark that is on. Welcome to Coffee Talk Dazz Radio. And
Ms. Bridget, you are just too much. I mean, I don't even know how you do it. Unbelievable. You are the best.
You are so welcome. We're going to go ahead and open up the boards, and let's see who's calling in, and then we're going to go ahead and play track number 3, which is dedicated to your mom, is Julie B. So let's take a listen. Let me just open up the boards, and then we'll go back to a track. Let's see who this is.
Sure.
Hello. You're on live, and I ask that you turn down your radio for the people that's actually calling into the show. You're on live right now.
Go ahead, open up the boards, and let's see who's calling in, and then play track.
Hello, you're on live. Can you go ahead and turn down your radio? We can hear you.
Let me just open up the board and then we'll go back.
Okay. Okay. So for the call that's trying to get through to the show, I can see you on the boards, but I can't see what area code or country that you're calling from. I'm going to open up the boards after the next track, Julie B, and if you could turn down your radio, that way it won't be a reverb coming back. So we'll go ahead and end and take a listen to Julie B.
Great. We are back broadcasting live. It's been such an amazing party, and we just lit the birthday candle. So if it is your birthday, we're excited. Please call into the show. We want to hear from you. I'm digging down to my jazz duffel bag, and I got to tell you guys, I found three really hot CDs that I want to give away. Let me tell you, I have an autographed picture of Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. Let me tell you, honey, that is worth gold. And no, you cannot put it up on eBay, okay, because I'm sure you get plenty of money for it. Okay, we've got bass guitarist Melvin Lee Davis's project that we want to put in your hands. We also have a CD from Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. himself that he gave me. And then we also have Mr. Joel Gaines, just the way I'm feeling, with his wonderful work on keys. And then I just want to give shout-outs and birthday wishes. We had some wonderful birthdays that came up in March. The great Roy
Haynes is coming to the show, masterful drummer, Mr. George Benson. His birthday was on the 22nd. Nora Jones's birthday, Herb Albert. We could go on and on, guys. So happy, happy birthday from Miss Bridget Lewis and the Coffee Talk Jazz crew. Carl, I tell you, the dedication to your mother was just, it was spectacular. I mean, listening to that track just really conveyed, it was just like there was so much live energy, and which really gives music, you know, the way that you're playing style just really gives music just such a different dimension. And listening to it, I really feel as if I was sitting in front of a quartet in one of the great clubs in New York. So kudos and nice job. Okay, I believe we are back broadcasting live with Mr. Carl. Are you on, Carl?
I'm on. Can you all hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you now. I think part of the reason for that is that we have callers that are calling in from the United Kingdom, so sometimes okay. There's a little glitch with the but what's happening is that you're breaking down the phone lines. That's what's happening.
Oh, boy. Wow, great response. Thank you all, I guess.
No, but it's good. And what's really funny is the years that we've been doing the show, right. It was just you and one other guest. I can't even remember the name of the guest, but I tell you, that day, I think it was Phil Perry. That day.
Phil Perry. Oh, my goodness.
That day, the phones, people busted into the lines. It was just incredible. And I tell them, I said, you guys, I said, I'm sorry. We're trying to take your calls as quickly as you can. We just didn't even have enough people to take the calls when we did Phil Perry's show. So I want to welcome the United Kingdom. You all, welcome to Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. I also want to welcome, it's absolutely amazing. I also want to welcome Panama. The Republic of Panama is actually signed on. So we've got so many countries. We actually seem to have more countries on than we do. I really wouldn't say states right now, but maybe it's pretty even. But it looks like we have a call that's coming in. So let's go ahead and open up the boards and let's just see who this is. Let's see.
Sure.
Hello, 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 and welcome. You're on live with Miss Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio, also known as the Coffee Lady, and Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. Looks like you're calling from the 516 area, and the last four digits of your phone number, 9349. You have a shout-out or question for Carl?
Yes, I do. I have a question.
Hello. Hi, welcome. Who's calling in tonight?
Okay, my name is Gerald Atkinson. I'm a friend of the Carl's family. And I have a question for him. You know,
how are you, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Good. How's it going? Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing fine, man. I'm happy to hear you on this station here, man. Congratulations.
I do have a question for you.
Sure. I'd like to know what artists inspire you to take the direction you took with playing the music. I know you play with your family, but what artists inspired you?
Right. And thank you so much for that question. I tell people a lot, one of my favorite, maybe my favorite alto saxophonist of all time is Sonny Stitt. And Sonny Stitt, right. And I've always just felt a very, very, very special connection to Sonny Stitt. It could be, and I don't know if this is, it could be that when Sonny Stitt passed away, July 22nd of 1982, that was 6 days before I was born. So maybe in some type of thing, it's kind of like the passing of the torch. But I've always just, you know, aside from listening to his music, I've always just felt a very special connection to Sonny Stitt. And I've just heard just tons of his albums and the way he plays and the way he links chord changes. And he's been one of my favorite. And to answer your question more so, Gerald, modern musicians, I listen to a lot of saxophonists named Seamus Blake, Eric Alexander. I listen to Joshua Redman, James Carter. I listen to Chick Corea a lot. I listen to Charlie Parker, John Coltrane. We can just go on and on. But one of the biggest things that I think has played a huge role in the direction of my playing, and I really mean this, I don't mean to, you know, sound so high up in the clouds, but it's just really just experiencing life. I mean, really, because, you know, some things that you study or that you work on, you know, when you just experience life, you'll play things that you wouldn't even know are really in you. You'll hear melodies, you'll hear chord changes that you'll say, oh, my goodness, You know, where did that come from? So, you know, and that was, you know, that's, I think, what we tapped into with Hopeful, is just reaching, you know, people on that, on the next level, you know, helping them to just really experience life through my eyes, and really just my life experiences have really played a part in, you know, my growth as a musician and the direction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm really proud of you. You've come a long way. I have just one more question, because some of your music has a Latin flair. You know,
right.
Could you tell me what Latin artists inspire you?
Well, how about Eddie Palmieri? We spoke about Eddie a little earlier today. And, right. But you know what? I've always loved the bossa nova coming out of Brazil. And it's funny, when I was in college, we used to have assignments and everybody would write swing tunes, you know, and every assignment I would have a bossa nova, and they said, okay, here goes Carl. We know we're not playing a swing tune, we're playing a bossa nova. And it was just, it's something about, you know, the rhythm. It's very sophisticated, very mature, and it just really speaks to the heart. It's very cathartic. So, you know, I really love the bossa nova. And so, I mean, as far as Latin musicians, I listen to Chucho Valdez, you
mm-hmm.
know, and Carlos Abaroff, tenor saxophonist. I really love how he, you know, how he wields that saxophone and does what he does. And, you know, I just love all types of jazz, you know, progressive, straight ahead, Latin. And, you know, but I'm really a big lover of the bossa nova.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again to you, man, on your success, and may God continue to bless and protect you, you know, in your endeavors. You know, I've been following your family band for many years. As a matter of fact, they played at some of the family weddings of mine, you know.
Wow.
And we're talking 20, 30 years, you know. So,
right.
Yeah, I've been following you for quite a long time. So,
right.
All right. My sister Iris is saying hi. All right. Do you have a question for Iris? Okay, yeah, Iris is saying hi.
Hi, Iris. We want to give you a shout out.
Hey, Iris, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Oh, my goodness. Thank you all for calling.
Welcome to the show, Iris.
Oh, thank you. We had a hard time getting on, but we got on. My brother was persistent. So we're glad for you. And we were listening, and he got through, so we were even more happy, because I don't think he thought he was going to get through with the call.
Right.
But you keep doing your thing, and I'll keep coming to listen to you and follow you all the way through all of your successes.
Thank you so much, Iris. I love you all so much. I really appreciate that. Really do.
No problem. Here's my brother.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for just accepting my call, man, and continue to
You're so welcome. Enjoy the rest of the show. Awesome.
Okay, Joe.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are back with Mr. Carl Bartlett, Jr. So if you all are just tuning in to this very special evening of partying, I'm telling you. Oh, my
goodness. It's a party,
goodness.
All right.
It has been quite the party. We did extend the show because we knew that international callers were going to be calling in. We knew that people were going to be calling from all over the country, and they are. The boards continue to light up. So if you all want to speak with Carl, just press the 1 on your phone. I'll go ahead and open up the boards, and he is more than happy to take your calls. But I definitely want to give some of these CDs away. But I tell you, when you're talking about Sonny Stent, for our listeners, Sonny was an American, first of all, a legend, number one. Let's just clarify.
Because
his first name was actually Edward, which is one of my
Edward.
Favorite names. And Edward just happens to be the name of our music foundation. It's actually, we have the initials for Ed B. Bass, which is the Edward B. Bass Music Scholarship Foundation. So Edward holds a very special place in my heart. But we're talking about Sonny Stent, and the American jazz saxophonist. And I definitely hear his influences, which are so powerful in your sound, because he had the bebop and like the hard, you know, kind of like
hard.
The hard ass. Yeah. And
bebop, hard bop. Right. Exactly.
They call him the Lone Wolf, because I tell you, he was out on tour, and
that's
nobody,
the nickname. Right. The Lone Wolf. That's right. That's right.
Nobody could beat him on a good tour. I'm telling you, because he was all spring, and just he was really devoted to his craft, as I see that. That you are, and a great disciple of Charlie Bird as well. Yardbird, hey. Yeah.
Hey, Charlie Parker, right, the master. That's right.
I'll tell you guys another reason, too, while I know so much about jazz, because I do come from a family of musicians myself. And some of my relatives have passed on, and said, but they left the legacy through me, and so I get a chance to talk about it. And my dad was a sax player, so the sax happens to be one of my favorite instruments, by the way.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's excellent. Mine too.
For sure. Oh, God. I love you.
Right. No, and Bridget, let me just say to, you know, not just to our past previous callers, Gerald and Iris, but to just all the callers who are calling in, you all really make the artists feel so, just so at home. And we really appreciate, you know, you all calling in and showing us the love. It really means everything to us, the fact that you would take your time and, you know, to call in and speak to us and ask us questions about what we're doing. Really appreciate that.
You know, I appreciate that too, you know, because you all make my show great by calling in and, you know, talking with the artist, Mr. Carl Bartlett, you know, Jr. And what people don't know, as I said, you know, as a musician, you work hard, you put in a lot of hours, you make it look pretty, you make it look easy, but a lot of sweat equity, I'm telling you, I know, trust me, I know.
Right.
A lot of sweat equity goes into putting together the compositions, the arrangements, you know,
right.
Finding the right musician so it so there's the right temperament, you know, actually on.
That's a big part of it, right?
Oh, that is like major. That is like so huge. So I just want to give a shout out to, you know, all the members of the band, you know, once more that have really played such an integral part, you know, in putting together, you know, hopefully you mentioned Sharp on piano,
right.
Eric Lemon on bass, and then Emmanuel
right.
on drums, and Mr. Charles. Bartlett on trumpet, and then Ron Jackson on guitar, right?
That's right, Ron Jackson on guitar,
okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I didn't forget.
You're amazing, Bridget. You got them all. You got them all. That's it. That is it.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you this, because here's what's amazing. I can't believe we've almost come to the end of 2 hours. Does it feel like 2 hours to you?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I thought it was about an hour. Oh, no. I tell you, if you want to extend it another hour or two, we can. I'm just joking.
I tell you. You're definitely going to have to come back for part two. And what I want to do is I would love to have you to come back and to be one of my very special co-hosts. And I just think that you would just be amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
thanks
I think
so
you'd
much.
Be an amazing co-host. And but the coffee has not stopped simmering yet. So.
Cool.
Cool. Let's see if we can get a few more questions in, and then let's see if we can play at least two or three, you know, more tracks. Let me ask you this.
Okay. Sure.
Are you surprised by your success, and were you prepared for this onslaught of fans that you're getting?
maybe surprised, no, but... You know, what I do know and what I do believe in is that when you work hard at something and you really believe in something
right.
and, you know, you really express what's deep within your soul, people are going to feel that. People are really going to feel that. And it's really resonated with so many people. You know, we're just really happy about that, you know, all across the country, you know, nationally on radio and, you know, all types of reviews. So when you really believe in something and, you know, you don't hold back. You don't inhibit what's in your mind, what's in your body, and you just go for it. That's going to, when you wholeheartedly believe in it, that's going to convey to people. And we're just really happy about that. And with the fan support, the friends, the family, fans, I just love it. You know, that's what keeps us going as musicians. We want you to enjoy it. And when you do, we are so happy, and we really appreciate you all.
Wow. So for our caller that is on the line, just go ahead and just press 1, and we'll go ahead and we'll open up the boards, you know, for you. I want to get into some fun facts. We have something called our lightning round, and it's very rare that I do this, but
okay.
I decided that, you know, you play music all the time, and you teach and everything, and it's sometimes, you know, it can be a grind, it can be tough, but I know that you absolutely love it. So just
right.
share with our listeners what's the best part of your day?
The best part of my day, you know, there's obviously practicing, but you know, I'm going to say this, and it's not to sound cliche, but it's spending time with the family, really, because, you know, this is these are the people that I love who are responsible for me becoming the man that I am today. So I really cherish these moments because you never know, you know, life is just so, it's very fickle, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. So I really cherish those moments each and every day with the family. And a second would have to be practicing.
Goodness. Wow. No, you know what, though? You're so right. And I definitely want to give a shout out again to your wonderful mom, Julie B., Julie Bartlett. So if you're listening, Mom, hello from Coffee Talk Jazz Radio, Los Angeles. You have done a phenomenal job with Carl. And I'm so happy, really, I'm so happy to know him as a person and as an artist. And we're definitely going to be backing him 100% because we are just enjoying this music. The boards are lit up, so we're going to go ahead and open up the boards right now, and then we're going to try and squeeze some more juice out of this lemon. See if we can get a few more songs. But let's go ahead and open up the boards.
Okay, great.
You got more people signing on. This is so fun. I love it. Hello, hello, and welcome. You're on live with Miss Bridget Lewis, better known as the Coffee Lady, and Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. Looks like you're calling from the 212 area code. We know that's New York. And the last four numbers on your phone are 2082. Please tell us who you are. And you have a shout-out for Carl. You're on live.
Hey, Carl. Yes. How you doing? I'm much enjoying this show.
Oh.
I'm a first-time listener. I definitely will be checking this show out again. I'm liking the way that it's going.
Oh,
Carl, this is Bill Singer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Bridget, you know this is... Oh, Bill, how are you?
Carl, look, I know you're taking it right and left from people who are calling in.
Oh,
know,
my goodness.
And,
Carl,
look, and listeners, I am calling in. I really don't do this type of thing, but I've been listening to the show. I'm so inspired by Carl's positive attitude. And I have to tell you, he's been sending me a lot of emails about his shows and the feedback about the shows. And I got to tell you, his positive attitude is contagious. And I really I'll be honest with you. I'll tell the listeners, you know, I repair saxophones. And I work on Carl's horn. And he tests his horn after I, you know, work on it. But I really haven't heard him play much, and the music that I heard tonight was so inspiring. It's just so in the pocket, you know. You know, Carl, I know you're taking it right and left from your college here tonight.
I'm certainly glad
I'm not you having this entourage of positivity coming your way, but, you know, I have called in really to make one point, you know. When I met Carl, you know, he was full of positive vibes. His attitude towards teaching the children music, you know, his dedication to the tradition. You know, I've heard his uncle call in. I'm inspired by all this. And, you know, frankly, there's a lot of people talking these days about what can we do for jazz to bring it forward. You know, we see, you know, nowadays the music is about lights and shaking it. And, you know, fireworks. And, you know, I think when, you know, Carl has appeared on the scene, and I know the listeners who hear his music know that he's valid. You know, he's not just valid. He's doing something very special.
For
those of us who know Carl and feel the sunshine coming from him, I think he's filling in a void that the music needs right now. And that is just, an infectious smile and positive attitude about life. And, Carl, I want to say that I've, you know, I know you. I've heard you test your horn at my place.
Right.
To hear your music tonight really pulls it all together. You are truly a special person on the scene. And I look forward to hearing more from you and your friends.
Bill, I can't thank you enough. Oh, this is amazing.
Wow. I mean, Bridget, I've been sitting there hearing all this,
you know.
I mean, let me tell you, I've been going to Bill, how long has it been now? For years and years. He is just such,
yeah.
I mean, such a great guy. And, man, you know, he is one of the best repairmen on the scene because, you know, it's very important as musicians. We need our horn to speak right and to act right. And, you know, I take it to
sure.
Bill. And it's just so cool, you know, and we're there hanging out and just having conversations about life, you know, and it's just great. And I just so appreciate this, Bill. I really appreciate those words. It was very powerful.
Well, Carl, you know, it's my pleasure to call in. And I tell you, I would never do this. I don't think I've ever done this. But, you know, once
wow.
again, your positivity has lured me into your world. And I know that people are calling in asking you questions. But, you know, because of where I am coming from, I would like to hear just you speak a little bit of what it's like to have this instrument that's made of brass and is made of buttons and has mother of pearl on it, and,
right.
and to be the conduit of what's inside of you. And I'm, once again, I'm speaking of your positive outlook on life.
Right.
I'm gonna hang up and listen. I really have enjoyed the show. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bill, thank you so much.
Bill.
I appreciate it. Wow,
okay.
that's something else. My goodness, Bill Singer. But to answer Bill's question, you know, I've always had an ear for the saxophone. Something about it, you know, they say the saxophone is the closest instrument to the human voice.
Yes,
but,
it
you know,
is.
I've always, in many respects, which is, you know, one of the reasons why I chose it, is I just think that there's nothing like it. Sometimes maybe not even the human voice. There's something about the saxophone that just, I mean, is just a portal into the soul, and it just really speaks to me. Just the timbre of it, you know, the way you can wield it to do different things, to sound different ways, just to capture the essence of life, and just to really, like I said before, just capture what life is all about, whether it's happy, whether it's sad, or whether there's a mix of feelings in between, where sometimes people might not even know what they're feeling, but they know that they like it, you know. And the saxophone is just such a powerful and strong instrument, and it does all of those things. And I just really felt very strongly about it and was just intrigued by the sound. I said, this is how I need to convey my message musically and as a person. So I've just always been very intrigued by the saxophone.
We are going to have to do a part two. We absolutely have to, because we didn't even get through half, honestly. I didn't even get through half of the question. But it's a wonderful thing now. It's a wonderful thing because I really do. I want to expose, like right now we have 18 calls on hold. Obviously, there's no way that we could take all the calls. So first of all, I want to say thank you so much to the callers that are calling in that want to talk with Carl, that are inspired by him.
Thank you all so much.
I'm like,
thank
I'm inspired by him. I really am. You know,
thank
because
you,
your head is on straight, and you're going in such a wonderful direction. And I know that's due to, you know, strong family support, and you just knowing pretty early on, you know, those values and morals are actually put in you pretty early on. And so I love the fact that you're passing that on to the young people, because we need role models. We need examples of young African American positive role models that are getting their education, you know, that have their selves together. You know, when someone sees you, they're presentable, you're articulate, you know, and you motivate people. So you really do have a wonderfully special gift, and I really am inspired. And I'm a motivational speaker, so that's a lot. I'm telling you, honestly.
Bridget, I appreciate that. I really appreciate this whole evening. It's been just fantastic, and I can't wait to do it again.
Oh, my gosh. But the coffee is not done simmering yet. We're going to try and sneak in a little track. We may have to cut it off just so we can come back, because they're actually looks like they are trying to count me down, but I won't have it. Not right now. I just won't have it.
Okay. I hear that.
We can sneak in. Why don't we play the title track? Well, God, there's actually two. I want to play I Love Lucy, because I Love Lucy is like one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
Yeah, so you want to set up I Love Lucy for us?
Sure. I'll set up I Love Lucy. First of all, I love the show, and I love the song. And I Love Lucy just happens to be like a little tribute to my father, because he loves that show, and he just loves that classic big band sound, you know, and it just represents an era
you know, the show just represents an era, you know, where things are just simple, you know, just very nice and simple. So, you know, Dad liked the song. I really love the song, the changes and the melody. And so I decided to do it, and we do our own little spin of it. So hope you enjoy.
So here we go with I Love Lucy from Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. off of his project debut CD, Hopeful. California, and this has been a special edition show on Tuesday, March 27, 2012, with the rising star putting the big back in the band. I'm telling you, this is going to be a chart topper. It's entitled Hopeful, and I'm just loving his creative style, and I tell you, he is what musicians should really inspire to be. I mean, just masterful interpretations. I'm just loving it. So, Carl, I want to leave you with the last word and shout out to anyone you want to say something to. And you and I are, you know, we're going to talk a little bit later on, but you're an amazing musician. So what do you want to say to your fans and friends and family?
Well, you know, first I'd like to thank Miss Bridget Lewis for having me this evening. It has been amazing, really amazing. And I'd like to thank my friends, family, and everyone from around the world who's calling in, who unfortunately maybe didn't get a chance to speak to me tonight, but I hope to one day speak to all of you. And just thank you so much for the love. If I could just take 30 seconds, I just want to let everybody know where we're playing in the New York City area.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to walk over that. You still got time. Go ahead.
Okay, great. You know, since the album release, we've been just really painting the town red in all sorts of colors, the New York City jazz scene. We've been playing at the Catano, Small Jazz Club, Lennox Lounge, Creole Restaurant and Music Supper Club. You know, one of our favorite places to play is a really excellent spot in Brooklyn called Sister's Place, and that's with musical director Ahmed Abdullah, so we'd like to give them a shout-out. Brooklyn, Sister's Place, and, you know, just so many places, and we just have a lot of great things coming up in terms of festivals. And the big news is that the website, carlbartlettjr.com, we are working on that. That will be toward the end of April, so be on the lookout for that.
All right. Well, I tell you, after we played Julie B, I mean, I just love that song, and just want to give another special shout-out to your mom, Julie
B. Thank you.
Thank you, Mom, and thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it. And Dad, Uncle, everybody, thank you all so much. I know they're listening.
Oh, it has been my absolute pleasure to know you and to host your show. So we're going to go ahead and take it out with the song that you dedicated to your mom, Julie B. So with music in our hearts and jazz in our souls, we thank you, the friends, fans, and supporters, for making Coffee Talk Jazz Radio number one and now Coffee Talk Jazz Television as well.
That's
so we're
right.
going to go ahead and take it out with Julie B. from today's guest. His project is entitled Hopeful, and I love you for listening. I'll see you next time.